Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman, and thank you, dear friends, for joining us here on Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed. I'm going to be the pulpit minister for the Arlington Church of Christ. Hope you can join us any chance there at the building there on Faulkner Springs Road. You'd be our welcome and honored guest. We'd love to sit down and visit with you, and I appreciate you tuning us in here on this brand new topic of study. This is the 102nd episode, or program, I should say, of Reading the Word. You can listen to this one again anytime online or any of the 101 that have preceded it at my website. That's readingtheword.net. R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Simply click on where it says the radio program, and then you can listen to them, stream them at absolutely no cost to you. We want to study God's Word together. That is our ultimate goal. Dear friends, everything I'll be reading today comes from the King James Translation, and I want us to talk about a lesson called How to Give. How to Give. I know giving is not often the Christian's favorite subject. I've heard the story of a man who went to go visit a church on one Sunday. He didn't go to church, but he went one Sunday. The preacher was asked by the eldership to preach upon giving, so he did. That visitor said nothing on the way out. A year and a half later, that man decided to go back to church. The minister once again was tasked by his eldership to preach upon giving, so he did. That man heard the lesson on the way out, said, "I will not be back. All you ever talk about is giving." Well, dear friends, we don't talk about it that much, actually, although we probably ought to. What I want us to do for the time that we have set before us today, from the book of 2 Corinthians, find six ways we are to give. Six simple ways that we are to give that will help us. I'm not only talking about financially giving, dear friends, but giving of our means, of our efforts, of our time, of our attention, of our resources. How do I give? Number one, 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 2, dear friends, we should give out of our poverty. Notice this. Paul is talking about, he says, "Moreover, brethren," verse 1, "we do to you to wit or to know of the grace of God that was bestowed on the churches of Macedonia." Verse 2, "how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded under the riches of their liberality." Literally in Greek, their simplicity. The church in Macedonia did not have a whole lot of financial gain there. They were not a rich church, yet they gave richly. They gave liberally, simply. They just gave, even though they didn't have a lot. They, percentage-wise, gave a good amount, although the monetary amount was not a lot. Dear friends, sometimes I've met people who say, "Well, I really want to give to the Lord, but I don't make $6 million a year. I don't make this, I don't make that." God has never made a requirement of what you make. God just wants you to give to Him of what you make. So be like the church and give out of your poverty. But we move on, and it happens to be in the next verse. Number two, how do we give? We give generously. 2 Corinthians 8 and 3. "For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they are willing of themselves." They were willing to give of themselves, praying, verse 4, "with us much entreaty that we would receive the gift, take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints." They gave generously. Above and beyond, Paul was bearing record how they were willing to give and to give and to give again. I don't have recorded everything that they gave. They could have given resources. They could have given funds, could have given food. Dear friends, what they gave is not the important part. It's the fact that they gave generously. They weren't stingy with it, and we'll come back to that thought in a minute. But they were willing to give generously. Dear brethren, how should we give? Number three, go with me to 2 Corinthians 9, verse number 7. 2 Corinthians 9 and 7, more familiar passage, I'm sure. Paul says, "Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." We'll come back to that last phrase. Notice, key in on that, "as he purposed in his heart." He was willing to give. We make it a conscious effort that we will give to the Lord. we do so when we get a financial increase, when we get a paycheck. Certain percentage of this I'm going to give to the Lord, and I've already earmarked that before I get the check. I don't give God of my leftover funds. I give God the first fruits. That's what He's always asked, is the first and the best that we have to give to Him. But I need to be willing to give. Now, some people say, Brother Justin, why should I be willing to give to God? God doesn't need the money. No, He really doesn't. It's His anyways. But see, God was so willing, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that whosoever means me, as the song in the songbook says. Dear friends, we should be willing to give to God. Are you willing? God was willing to send Jesus Christ. I hope that you're willing as well. Dear friends, we're willing, but we've got to take a quick break. Brother Jim Dearman's going to invite you to services at the Arlington Church of Christ. When we come back, we'll finish out our list on how to give here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to that you stuck around here on Reading the Word. Maybe you're just tuning us in. Welcome. My name is Justin Reed, the pulpit minister for the Arlington Church of Christ here in McMinnville. If you missed the first part of this program, want to study it again, you can do that anytime online on my website. That's readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. Dear friends, we're talking about how to give, and we're taking every point that we're making today out of the book of 2 Corinthians. We've talked about we give out of our poverty, we give generously, we give willingly, and now we come to number 4, how do I give? Go with me to 2 Corinthians 8, beginning in verse 12, dear friends. We give proportionately. Proportionally. 2 Corinthians 8, beginning in verse 12 through verse 14. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to what he hath not. For I mean not that other men be eased, and ye be burdened, but by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, and their abundance may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality. In other words, we should give proportionately. Dear friends, when I give to God, and once again, we're not just talking about finances, but anything, but in this one, especially in finances, if I make $6 million a year, that's just the number we've been throwing around today, if I make $6 million a year, then my giving should reflect that I make $6 million a year. If I make $6 million a year and I'm giving as if I make $60,000 a year, well, I'm shortchanging God. Very much so. Yet at the same time, dear friends, if I make $60,000 a year, I can't give like I'm making $6 million. Yet if we both gave proportionately, I could give an amount, and the $6 million man, or whatever the case may be, could give an amount, and he will supply, and I will supply, and it'll all work out together. Dear friends, God has called us to give proportionately. You give of your means as you can, and I give of my means as I can as well. We give proportionately. How do we give? Moving on, number 5. We've already been in this verse. Go back to 2 Corinthians 9 and verse number 7, if you will. Once again, reading the entirety of the verse. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, we've talked about willingly, so let him give, not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Dear friends, we give cheerfully. I know some people, when the plate is passed, or maybe it's a box left in the vestibule there in the church building, their fist is clenched so tightly you can see all the veins popped out, and it's like they can just barely release their fingers because they don't want to give those finances over. Dear friends, God loves a cheerful giver. I should be happy to give. I should be excited to give. God has allowed me to go out and to work, to earn a living, to support my family, to use the talents, the abilities He has given me, to show Him off to the world, to have people see Christ living in me. I should want to give. I should want to give, dear friends. If you don't want to give, you're not cheerful. And God wants you to be cheerful. Something I have learned through the years, and I have found similar sentiments from other Christians as they've advanced in life. The more I end up giving to God, not only financial's involved, but the more I give to God, finance, my resources, and my time, the more I get back from Him. Advancements. These different things. It's just amazing. The more you give truly, the more you do receive. And God wants you to be happy when you give. So I want you to think about that. When you've got to get up early on a Saturday because there's an event happening at church, you say, I'd really like to sleep in. God wants your time. Be happy that you could. Dear friends, there are people all over the world this very moment who wish they could get up and do that. But maybe they can't due to persecution or something else. How do I give? Number 6, dear friends. Go back up a verse. 2 Corinthians 9. And verse 4, 2 Corinthians 9, excuse me, in verse 6, 9 and verse 6. Paul says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. How should I give bountifully? I don't want to shortchange God. Once again, it's all God's anyways. So why would I want to hold back a portion that is His? The Old Testament, and there are stories in the New Testament as well that illustrate to us that keeping things back from God is not the wise thing to do. We should give bountifully. And when we do, God gives back to us bountifully. Now, you people are going to say, wait, Brother Justin, I've been giving for years, and God's never bountifully given back to me. God's rewards are not here on this earth, dear friends. If you get a small earthly reward, that's just a bonus. That just happens. We're working for that eternal reward. I don't want to make it to the day of judgment, which, by the way, Hebrews 9:27 is an appointment that you and I and everyone else that's ever lived, ever will live, we will have together in our date book, the judgment day. I don't want to make it to the judgment day, and God says, well, you shortchanged me. You don't get to go into eternal life. You get to go into eternal condemnation, dear friends. I don't want that to be me. So I will give God bountifully. I'll also give to God cheerfully, proportionately, willingly, generously, and even out of my poverty, even when I'm rich, even when I am poor, and everywhere in between, I will give to God. Dear friends, I hope this lesson has been beneficial to you as you progress in life and continue to live faithful unto the Lord. I have enjoyed our time together today. We'll do it same time next week, same channel, so hope you stick around for that. If you want to listen to this again, or maybe you know someone who you could share this with, maybe help them to live a better life as a Christian, you can send in the lesson online anytime. Once again, my website is readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G. readingtheword.net. Simply click on where it says the radio program. This is 102 number and how to give. May the good Lord bless you and may He keep you. Please continue to pray. Thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.
From the International Gospel Hour, this is 60 Seconds for the Savior. I'm Jeff Archie. In Acts 20 and verse 35, the words of the Lord are recorded when He said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." From the very outset, it is evident that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Many enjoy giving to see the looks on people's faces of the gift that they receive. Did you know that 20 of Jesus' 33 parables indicate the importance of giving? And did you know that one in every 6 verses in the New Testament touches on the grace of stewardship and giving, taking care of that which is given unto us, and in turn we give to others? Let's think on these things and ask, are we giving what God has granted unto us? Are we good givers? Visit us at internationalgospelhour.com. And as always, thanks for taking 60 Seconds for the Savior, and have a good day.